Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Dollars, that is a nice jackpot for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? We've got Tony who's calling in this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
You're the first caller, Tony. What do you think it is?
I think you both bungee jumped.
Oh, bungee jump. So years and years ago, I did bungee jump. I was in Wildwood, New Jersey, the one they had down there on the Wildwood Boardwalk.
Safest place to do it.
Safest place to do it, of course. Absolutely went up there and got up there and I go, what am I doing? What am I doing? But I still did it. And
like the one where it's like you drop down and
look at the net. It's like the smallest, rattiest net. And I'm like, that's not going to catch me if it snaps. But I did it. I think I was like 19 or 20, and some beverages might have been involved. Ooh. That I shouldn't have been having them at that time. But
yeah, I was going to say, I have never, so that's, so far, you got Bobby who's done it. I have never, it has to be Laura.
It has to be Laura. So Laura, have you done the bungee jumping?
I am shocked to hear that you have done it. I have not.
All right, now you can say all, Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
No, you don't have to apologize.
You're still my favorite radio station.
You're our favorite, Tony. So look at that. We got something in common.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, it was scary. I remember that. I mean, I was definitely young, dumb, and it was a little woo-hoo. And so I was like, let's go. Do it. Why not? Oh, my gosh. Never again.
I did the – and where was I? I was in South Padre, Texas for spring break, and we convinced these guys to pay for us to go do not the bungee jump, but the one you kind of like laid down.
I've done
and
that
you
too.
Swung.
Yeah, you sweep. Yeah, you like swing down. I've done that one too.
Yeah, so we did that, but I've never did the bungee jump. The people who do it off of bridge, like a bridge.
That's insane.
I can't.
That's insane.
No. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101, the impossible question. $1,212 this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common.
$1,212.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
And it seems to be quite impossible. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. $1,212 this morning. We have Amy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, what do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
I think they both played high school basketball.
High school basketball. Me up there, the point guard, obviously at 5'9", just like running through everybody, scoring tons of points. Laura, how about you? Were you
high
school?
Did you play?
I did not play high school basketball. It's already wrong, but yeah.
I did play. I was the 5'4 point guard.
Oh, wow.
For your varsity, baby. So you don't have to be that tall.
Okay. Well, I was terrible at basketball. I mean,
Sorry, Amy.
I played the other sports, but not basketball.
Thank you.
Thank you for trying.
Nope.
All right, let's go to Sue. She has a guess.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
What's your guess?
Did they get lost at an amusement park?
Oh.
Getting lost at an amusement park. Is this based on the guess you heard about Action Park? I heard that one. Laura, did you get lost at an amusement park?
Not that I know of.
No. Sorry, Sue.
Not that, Sue.
All right, thanks.
You got it.
I like how they're listening, though, and they're taking our cues.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, last guess for this round. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
I believe that Bobby and Laura both get pedicures every 2 weeks or so.
We go together.
This is on brand, I'm sure. Don, that's what you're thinking from listening to the show.
Huh? I love this picture that the listeners are painting for us, Bobby.
I know. You guys are living it.
Do you get pedicures, Bobby?
I do not get pedicures, Don.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I've actually never had a pedicure, and I don't ever want a pedicure because I don't want anybody touching my feet. So
I can understand that. Sorry, Don.
I won't blurt it out now, but I have another guess I'll try.
Okay.
There you go. Right. Hold on to that guess.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, I'm sure it involves me and doing some kind of beauty routine.
He's like, I'm going to hold that one.
I'm going to hold this one.
So never had a pedicure. I understand the having people touch your feet, but I would think that you would want them manicured.
Everyone that I've ever heard of is like, they're amazing. I'm nuts. It's just not me. Nope. You're not touching my feet.
Are your feet manicured, though?
I take care of my own feet. Right. Yeah, they're okay. Not, then I don't look all jacked up. No, yeah, I take gross. Care of them. Yeah, I don't like gross feet at all. So, yeah.
Laura, you get pedicures, right?
Yeah. Not every 2 weeks, I wish.
Well, oh. She was a high school basketball star. She needs to get her feet, you know.
She needs to get her feet done.
Get her hooves.
All right, so nobody got it. Wow. That means we're going to do it again at 9:10. We've got $1,212. That is an awesome jackpot. It is very high. Bobby and Laura have this in common. That's what you have to figure out to win the money. We'll do it at 9:10.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We have $1,212 this morning for the impossible question. This is the last round of the morning. So if somebody gets it right, that is a really great prize. If they get it wrong, it'll be $1,313 tomorrow.
Come on, Linda. You can do this.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Linda is the first call. Good morning.
Hi, and it's my birthday, so I hope I get this
Linda.
Right.
Happy birthday,
Woo!
Linda.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes. I think that they were both cheerleaders.
Male cheerleader, were you, Bobby?
We were both cheerleaders. Again, we're being on brand again, aren't we here? Thinking, yeah, that's probably something Bobby would do. Linda, happy birthday, but I wasn't a cheerleader.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
But hey, you turned 21 today.
I was going with the mascot theme. When you went with mascot, I was like, maybe.
Okay.
There's another theme out there right now that I want you to follow, but that's not the one, all right?
Okay. All right. Listen, you guys have a great day. Love you guys.
You too. Were you a cheerleader?
No. I never tried cheerleading. I was actually more of a tomboy when I was a kid.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was a cheerleader.
You're a cheerleader.
When we were looking for the prom pictures the other day, I found my cheerleading picture. My, like, orange sweater. Our school colors were orange and black.
Not shocked about that. And wouldn't be shocked if Brett was a cheerleader, but he's not here today, but we'll find out tomorrow.
888-333-B101. That is the phone number. Keep your guesses coming. We still have $1,212. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? B. Aggressive.
Oh,
B-E. Aggressive.
Here we go.
B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-N-E.
It's time to go home,
aggressive.
Rita.
B-E-
it's time to go aggressive. Home.
They guessed that Bobby and Laura were cheerleaders. They were not. I was. That's why I'm cheering. Rita, what is your guess that Bobby and Laura have in common for $1,212?
So they can reach behind their back, like over their shoulders, and touch their hands.
We can reach okay, over our shoulders and underneath to touch that way. All right, Laura, I'm going to let you try it first. What do you think?
I know that I used to be able to do this, and I currently cannot.
Rita, I can't do it at all, but I will tell you this. We do know one member of the show, but I'm almost guaranteed can do it. Kathy Romano.
You guys need some yoga. I can do it both ways.
Interesting. I cannot. Rita, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All
bye.
Right. All right.
We're going off the rails.
Yes, we
both
are.
Ways, I meant like
I'm
my right
to keep
arm
us on the rails, Alicia. I'm trying to keep everybody on the rails here. You can help me out, all right? It's your turn now to guess the impossible question, all right? What do you think it is?
I think that they play pickleball.
Pickleball.
And you guys
don't. Oh, you guys don't play pickleball.
You guys don't play pickleball, and
no,
Laura and I do play pickleball.
They do. They do.
We actually had a pickleball conversation not that long ago. I have never played pickleball. Mm. I know, but I've never played.
So, Laura, you have played?
I have. I love pickleball.
Laura loves pickleball. I love pickleball. Kathy does not, but I know Brett loves pickleball. So
sorry.
Got it.
Oh, man.
I love the way you're thinking, okay?
Okay, wonderful. I do have to tell you guys something. I drive a school bus, and my kids and I play your game every single morning, and that was the number one guess for today, so I told them I'd call in.
Do they help you with the guesses?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
Great.
So cute.
Yeah, it is like the number one thing on our van. I get on at 6 a.m. B101 has to be on.
Oh.
And I'm on my way back now, so I listen to you.
Well, you guys are officially the greatest school bus ever, obviously. Yes, we give you the cheers for that.
We are. Thank you. Bobby, I do have to tell you one thing, and please don't hate me after I tell you this.
Uh-oh.
Bobby, have a great new year.
Alicia.
We haven't gotten that in a while. Thank you, Alicia.
Here we are, June 4th, and she Happy New Year's me. Alicia, you're getting the buzzer again.
That's fine. But that's because I didn't talk to you, so I had to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew that's where she was going.
I had a feeling that might be going.
We have not gotten that in a long time. That's great. All right, we have the last call of the morning is Dawn. Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. All right, so what do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common, but Brett and I do not?
I think they can touch their tongue to their nose.
Laura and I can touch our tongues to our nose.
We just not even close. Did this. I don't know what we were talking about.
I think it was the rolling the tongue. Yes. And we were all trying different things. And then you revealed that.
I revealed that I can touch my tongue to my nose, but no one else can.
So sorry, Dawn.
Sorry, Dawn, but good news. You can try again tomorrow because now it's up to $1,313.
Thanks. Have a great day, Cass.
Have a great day.
Oh, man. $1,313 to start the weekend tomorrow.
That would be a great weekend gift.
Huge.
We'll do it tomorrow morning, of course, 7:10 and 9:10. Now, we still have the Josh Groban and Jennifer Hudson tickets to give away. They are performing at Xfinity Mobile Arena this Sunday. The question of the day, to make sure you are listening.
It's our proof of listening contest.
What does my son call my brother? We talked about nicknames this morning. What does my son call my brother because he couldn't pronounce his name when he was young?
888-333-B101. One of us will say it.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.